You're listening to Insight here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. Now, we all know the name, especially every December when one of his most well-known songs is as synonymous with Christmas as the image of vertically challenged singers and dancers giving it their all up and down the UK and our regional theatres. But if you want to dig a little deeper than the roasting chestnuts, here's my insight to 10 of Nat King Cole's recordings.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66.
Nat inhabited various musical personas, but in the interests of general taste and well-being, I won't be delving into the Spanish albums he recorded. Should you feel the need to listen to him bang on about Las Mananitas, well, that's something for your own time. For the purpose of this exercise, let's focus on the many other songs which were lucky enough to have been graced by his astonishing voice, as well as the piano recordings he made. The first of two selections to feature Nat's trio, this first recording is from a session that took place in March of 1946 and features one of the greatest trio lineups, Oscar Moore on guitar and Johnny Miller on bass joining Nat. And these recordings from Nat's early days, when it was just him on piano and vocal duties, saw him joined by a select array of guitarists and bassists, more often than not dictated by who had or hadn't been called up to assist Uncle Sam. And whilst Nat is singing, Oscar Moore's guitar doubles up with Nat's right hand on the piano, providing musically jaw-breaking left jabs that give the recording so much swinging drive that it's easy to forget no drummer was required at the studio.
Get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Route 66, featuring Nat with Oscar Moore on guitar and Johnny Miller on bass. Now, Oscar Moore sounds a much more disciplined guitarist than Irving Ashby, the player employed one afternoon of October the following year, when once again Nat recorded at Capitol Studios to cut three tunes. For the duration of the second recording I've selected, Dream a Little Dream, Irving seems to have spent most of the recording playing his own guitar solo all the way through the song, which also, by the way, features lyrics written by the German who'd done more than most to put the great into the great American songbook, Gus Kahn. And I would respectfully suggest that Nat's gloriously understated swinging version does bring into question the thought process of Nicole Kidman, who as executive producer of Amazon Prime's recent much-watched whodunit, The Undoing, starring herself and Hugh Grant, she seemingly deemed her own version of this song superior enough to feature over the opening credits rather than Nat King Cole's.
Stars shining right above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone, blues can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Dream of me. Let's now move on to the glorious recordings of the latter Capitol years, where Nat was joined regularly by the thunderous swinging orchestras and bands of Billy May and Nelson Riddle, resulting with the kinds of recordings that will improve your quality of life. This joyous recording we're going to hear now was the title track of the very last album released before Nat's death in 1965. Although he recorded the song in several languages, including Spanish, German, Italian and Japanese, the one featuring the original English lyrics, written by Billy Crystal's uncle and the man who produced Rock Around the Clock for Bill Haley, Milt Gabler, is definitely the one to go for. Several of the songs on this album had been recorded after Nat had received the devastating cancer diagnosis. Nat told one interviewer that smoking 3 packets of cigarettes every day helped to maintain a low singing voice. Ultimately, those cigarettes would keep everything about him permanently low, with lung cancer painfully dragging him 6 feet underground, aged just 45 in 1965.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Thank you. is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
L-O-V-E. Now, there can't be many pianists around at the time when Knapp was one of the biggest stars in the jazz world who would have been happy to accompany the great man and solo throughout what has become a seminal recording. But that's exactly the position the greatest jazz player the UK has ever produced found himself in the final days of 1961. Born in Battersea and having learnt his trade playing piano on the South London pub circuit, George Shearing's piano provides the most succulent velvet way for Nat's voice to glide upon an album which is another gem in the catalogue. This recording derives from a time when people seemingly spent less time agonising over album titles. You'll find this on the very imaginatively titled Nat King Cole Sings, George Shearing Plays.
Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea. Let there be wind, an occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please, let there be love. First of all, please, let there be love. 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 Let there be love.
Let there be love. Nat's one-time manager, Carlos Gastel, deserves the credit for teaming Nat up with the arranger and trumpet-playing ex-member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Billy May. The resulting recording sessions are a riot, producing moments of swaggering greatness that remain some of the 20th century's most exciting and pertinent musical moments, including this one, which features words and music from Irving Berlin, having been written for Fred Astaire's 1931 movie, Follow the Fleet. Now, the jazz snobs throughout history have bemoaned the fact that it was supposedly the jazz world's loss when Nat began releasing more vocal records and less piano instrumentals, but The recordings on this album attest to the fact that only writers on the subject who have practiced the art to a significant level are the only ones we need to take notice of. Fancy moaning about this.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. Without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Let's face the music and dance. Another from Nat's explosive Billy May sessions of November 1961, my next selection for you affirms Tony Bennett's declaration that there was gold in the hills of Nashville country music. This is one of the select group of songs Nat recorded that's not associated with a Hollywood or Broadway musical production, and suggests that it's most likely our old friend musical snobbery that keeps the name of Hank Williams excluded from the list of songwriters in the Great American Songbook. With the great Jimmy Rolls playing piano on these sessions, we hear a rare outing from Nat on the Hammond organ with a solo around the halfway mark of this one. Now there's countless moments of exuberance on this album, including further musically polished rowdiness on Day In, Day Out, I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, and many others, including this.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream, yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue, and so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrop start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Thank you. show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Nat with Hank Williams's Cold Cold Heart. You're listening to Insight with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online, and we're enjoying all things Nat King Cole. My next selection for you comes from a 1957 recording session with Billy May's orchestra and features a typically perfect and polished tenor sax solo from Plas Johnson, whose sax sound is forever cemented into history thanks to his featured playing on the Pink Panther theme. Now, recordings like this one make it even more abundantly clear why Ray Charles cited Nat as the sole reason for his musical being. Ray's early recordings sound very close to Nat around the time of his trio success, but recordings like Send For Me, coupled with recordings by the likes of Louis Jordan and Big Joe Turner, are where the genuine roots of rhythm and blues and soul music truly lie. Listen to this.
When you walk, a true lover, send for me, send for me. You never want any other, send for me, send for me. I promise you, I'll be true. Send for me, send for me. Anytime, just tell me your problems and find out, baby, I'll solve them. If you're late one morning, don't hurry. If you've got big trouble, don't worry, just depend on your friend. Send for me, send for me. A morning, noon and night, in the early bright. Don't you fret, my pretty pet, I'm gonna treat you right. Don't you dare raise a hair, I'm gonna share your every care anywhere. Oh yeah, send for me, I'll be there.
Send for me. Time for an instrumental. Now, unlike many of Nat's instrumentals from the early years, this one is from a live album. According to the liner notes, Nat's Live at the Sands album features the only concert recording in his discography. Nat's thunderously swinging piano playing silences the drunks in the audience on this one without him or anyone having to ask for a show of respect. On the contrary, around 1 minute and 30 seconds into this recording, Nat achieves a feat that most jazz musicians can only fantasize about and manages to get the entire audience, most likely unknowingly, clapping along on beats 2 and 4, epitomizing a rarely mentioned facet of Nat's genius. His piano style both inspired generations of jazz musicians whilst also being accessible and inclusive enough for the inebriated audiences of Las Vegas lounges to get just as excited about. King Cole, where or when? The answer to those questions is Las Vegas in 1960. 2 years prior to Tommy Edwards enjoying chart success with this song, and almost a decade and a half before the Four Tops released it, Nat teamed up with the arranger who had graced so many of Frank Sinatra's recordings, Gordon Jenkins, to deliver a sumptuous version of Charles Dawes' lyrics. Sinatra maintained that whenever he was at home and wanted to relax, he would listen to Nat's recordings. Now try this one, and if this doesn't relax you, there may well be a problem.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking dim, but these things your heart can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side, with a sweet bouquet. And he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet. And he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly away.
That's gorgeous. All in the game. Now, I thought long and hard about the last one to leave you with. It was a toss-up between When I Fall in Love, Stardust, Too Young, and this one. Although, now I've mentioned those others, you may as well download or purchase those as well. Charlie Chaplin had written this musical theme for his 1936 movie Modern Times. However, it was almost another 20 years before there were lyrics to accompany the melody. And although closely associated with Judy Garland, it was Nat in 1954 who had become the very first artist to record this song. The sentiment of the lyrics' emotive, tragic, hopeless, and yet simultaneously hopeful message is typical of Chaplin's complicated genius. Nat's recording epitomizes a singer's role, that of being a servant to the song. The vocal delivery on this one is not saccharine and schmaltzy. Nat recites the words in a typically brilliant, understated, deadly fashion that stops us in our tracks as he allows the combination of words and music to encapsulate us, perhaps more than his own incredible voice.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you'll just smile.
Nat King Cole with Charlie Chaplin's Smile. Nat's piano and vocal style on the early trio recordings remain some of the most influential of all time. whilst it becomes clear that he comfortably sits along the likes of Art Tatum, Duke Ellington, Earl Hines, Bill Evans, and also Bud Powell as one of the most accomplished and influential jazz piano players in history, you can also hear on these early recordings how Nat's vocal phrasing and technique is completely responsible for the musical identity of Ray Charles, someone else whose musical contribution loomed so large over 20th century music, influencing every soul, blues and R&B singer that in turn followed him, all of whom, of course, followed Nat. Nat's recordings sound so assuringly brilliant, it's hard to listen to them and not start excessively foot-tapping, singing along and smiling. I do hope this insight to Nat King Cole inspires you to investigate his incredible catalogue of recordings further. I really hope you've enjoyed my insight to Nat's music.
That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.